This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I want to thank you for joining me today. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. Before I introduce my guest for today's show, I want to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and download our free ebook, Do You Wish Your Kids Ate Better? It's packed with quick and easy ideas for making mealtime family-friendly, fun, and healthy. So get your free copy today at eatgreatlivewellradio.com. We've got another great show planned for you today, so grab a pen and paper and your favorite beverage, and let's get started. My guest today is integrative health coach Crystal Jarvie. Crystal decided to become a health coach to fulfill her passion of helping others live life to the fullest. She is truly a diet expert, having studied more than 100 dietary theories and a variety of practical lifestyle coaching methods. Drawing on this extensive knowledge, Crystal helps each of her clients create a personalized roadmap for health that suits their unique body, lifestyle, preferences, and goals. On today's show, we're going to talk with Crystal about some of the myths, why taking a holistic approach to health is so important, and how to find an approach to healthy living that works for you and those you love. Crystal has so much to share with us today, and I know our conversation is going to be informative and motivating. Welcome to the show, Crystal.
Thank you, Janelle.
I'm really excited about our conversation today, and I love this topic, and there's so many approaches and so much information out there. But before we get into that, I'd love to start by having you tell our listeners just a little bit about your background and what it means to be an integrative health coach.
Okay, yes. I graduated from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and I learned innovative coaching methods, practical lifestyle management techniques, and studied over 100 dietary theories. And integrative nutrition health, an integrative health coach practices a holistic approach to health and is a guide and mentor who empowers clients and holds them accountable by providing ongoing support and guidance as clients set goals and make sustainable changes to improve their health and happiness. And my education has equipped me with extensive knowledge in holistic nutrition, health coaching, and preventative methods. And I work with clients to make lifestyle changes and to help them choose health-promoting actions that will produce real and lasting results for them.
I love that because it's really all about finding the right thing for each person. That's why working with someone like yourself can really help a lot of people. You know, one of the questions I'd love to start with is to ask each of my guests, what motivates you to live healthy and to share your message about healthy living? We call it your big why. So what is your big why, and how has it motivated you to live healthier and help others live healthier?
Well, health and wellness has been a passion of mine since I can remember. And, well, I don't remember much before I was five, but so when I was five, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, and this is a digestive disease that's not usually prevalent until people are in their 30s, mm-hmm. And so with this diagnosis at such a young age, I had diet restrictions. That was a long time ago because I'm 33 now. I was also told by my doctors that I have to take medicine every day for the rest of my life. So with that said, fast forward a couple of years, I started studying dietetics, in which I learned a whole lot more about eating healthy, and I started experimenting with my diet, and my digestive tract totally transformed and loved what I was doing. So by the time I was age 18, I was officially off the medicine I had taken every day since I was 5. And to this day, I'm still symptom-free because I continue my healthy habits. I started learning and I keep adding too. So that's my big why. And for me, changing my diet had such an immense effect on my everyday life. It's my goal and my passion to educate and teach as many people as possible about incorporating healthier habits for life so they can live longer and healthier lives.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my why.
That's really, I'm just kind of speechless with that because that's a very unusual diagnosis for that young of an age. I'm actually surprised they would have even diagnosed that because, I mean, I'd not even heard of it, of someone having it at that young age.
Yeah, they didn't either at the time. I don't know if there's been a whole lot since then, but I mean, you know, it's how I grew up and what I was used to, so it's my normal, but from what I hear, it's not normal.
Right. No, I understand that. And it's interesting because it just goes to show that, you know, you can, if you do the right things, you can go ahead and oftentimes get off medication. A lot of people that, now it, you can't just, I wouldn't recommend people just get off their medication by themselves.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, when you know what you're doing or you have the right support, the right resources, it's really interesting that, you know, you can pay attention to your body, you can learn what your body needs, and if you give it the right things, it really can, you know, make it so you don't have to take all that medication. So that's great.
Yeah, I agree completely.
You know, we hear the term holistic health used a lot today. Can you tell us a little bit about what that means and why a holistic approach to health is so important?
Okay, so a holistic approach means looking at how all areas of your life is connected. So simply put, I mean, looking at the body as a whole and everything is connected. So it's always important to explore more than one area because if you pick just one thing, where the areas you didn't look, something could be missed. So in my practice, I focus not only on nutrition, but also physical activity, relationships, career, and spirituality, and how those five things are connected to your health and vitality. And so it's also digging deep to find out the why and figuring out ways to improve what's going on in your body.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that a lot of the people that you work with are challenged with physical activity or getting out and doing much physically?
Yes, I do. That, you know, one obstacle is making time for it. Another obstacle is being motivated to do it. So with clients, I try to find out what motivates them. And also, I like to suggest them writing a day or writing it down, putting it on their calendar when they will be doing physical activity or exercise or any activity. It doesn't even need to be called exercise because some people cringe at that word. So for those people, I use the term activity just to get out there and get moving and get the blood flowing. And the buddy system is always helpful, or support system. Having a workout buddy to join you makes things so much more fun.
No, I agree. And, you know, it's even as simple as, you know, it's funny. I watch people in parking lots when they're trying to find a parking place and they try to get the closest one to the store. And even just parking at the back of the parking lot and walking a little bit farther, there's so many things people can do to get moving.
Right, I agree. And also, like, you know, if you work in an office, walking around the office building at lunch, even if it's just for 10 minutes, add that up for the whole week and you have almost an hour of exercise right there.
Absolutely. It does add up pretty quickly. Do you work with a specific age client, or do you find that the approach you take can help almost anyone?
I do find the approach I take can help almost anyone. Most of my clients are over 25 and under 70, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just a couple of maybe fun facts for you. The U.S. is facing a healthcare crisis as the current system fails to address the epidemic of the chronic disease that's crippling our economy. And, you know, our nation is plagued with preventable epidemics like type 2 diabetes. And one-third of all children today will eventually suffer from that, which is a crazy statistic. And studies show that 80% of preventable disease risk factors are influenced by behaviors like smoking, chronic stress, poor diet, or lack of exercise. And, you know, anyone who wants to make health a priority to live a longer, healthy, happy life at any stage can benefit from integrative health coaching services.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because I was just talking to someone in the last couple of days, and we were talking about people take better care of their cars than they do their bodies. And when you say 80% of, you know, these diseases are preventable, you know, when you have a car, you do your oil changes, you know, you rotate your tires, you do the basic maintenance on it to keep it running, and a car you can replace. Your body, I mean, I guess you can replace some body parts, but that's not the best way to go. But, you know, there are lots you can't. And yet we take better care of our possessions that we can replace than we do of our body that we want to take care of us for, you know, for a lifetime.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, it's crazy, and you're right. And, you know, we have one body, so we should really, I mean, it's so important to make it a priority and take care of it. And, you know, the statistic alone, 80% are preventable diseases. So, you know, 20% is genetic. That's one important thing I think people should also remember. Like you can postpone or prolong the amount of time that you're going to have to, you know, before you might get some disease that you're genetically disposed to, I guess.
Yeah. I really want to challenge people to really listen to that and listen to that statistics. 80% of disease is preventable. So, you know, really think about how much we can choose to take care of ourselves and stay healthier. And so many people, you hear story and story of people who start to get healthy once they've had a health crisis. And, you know, it doesn't mean that you can't reverse some of that, but it'd be so much better to start earlier. And our children watch what we do so much more than they listen to what we say. We need to take a really quick break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about your health styles for you website and some of the things about your approach to healthy living. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley. Today we're talking with Crystal Darvey, and before the break, if you missed it, you need to go back and listen to it. We were talking about 80% of disease today is preventable, and one-third of all of our children are going to get, you know, type 2 diabetes or one of these health challenges. So it's really important that we start showing our children and future generations how to take care of themselves so we can all live healthier. I'd love to ask you, Crystal, it seems like the terms health coach, nutrition coach, or even integrative health coach are really common today. It seems to almost be, you know, one of the trendiest or newest professions in the healthcare market. Is there a difference between these types of coaches? Do they have different people they serve, or is one better than another?
Yes, I can explain that, and it can be confusing because the terms are quite similar. I get that question a lot myself. So the term health coach conveys the position as a motivating, supportive, action-oriented, and ongoing ally to clients. And there's really a broad spectrum of health coaches, and on one end, there are those who have no training or certifications, and on the other end, there are health coaches that have extensive training. Even doctors or licensed healthcare providers offer coaching as a part of their services. So it's important for people to dig deep into when they're looking for an integrated health coach or a coach of any means into what their credentials are. And some health coaches are trained in one thing, being either nutrition, personal training, spiritual guidance, behavior change, or weight loss. And nutrition coaches are pretty self-explanatory, meaning they focus strictly on nutrition. So not all health coaches or healthcare providers are equipped to handle all aspects of your health, and that's okay. And honestly, I'd be leery if anyone claimed to master all of them. And as complex human beings, our health is a culmination of our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health. And that's where the integrative health coaching comes in. And when striving to make health changes, it's important to be mindful of all areas of our well-being. And with the integrative health coach title, those coaches are aware of the importance of treating people holistically. And, you know, it's always important to refer out to for health coaches of any means when issues become out of their scope. So I refer out for means that are out of my practice.
No, and that's
does that help
good.
Explain
think,
it?
No, it does. And I think it's important for people to really connect with someone when they go to work with a healthcare professional or a health coach, because it's important that the person you're working with listens to you and really understands the challenges that you have and gets to understand what you're dealing with so that they can really give you advice or suggestions that someone's willing to do. Because oftentimes people say they want to get healthier, but they're not willing to do the things that they need to do. So it's
right.
Important to get that alignment. So, thank you very much for that. And I was going to ask you, on your website, healthstylesforyou.com, you say that being healthy doesn't have to be hard. And I think a lot of people think it's really hard work. And so can you explain what you mean by that?
Yes, absolutely. So being healthy can be easy. The most important thing is to first learn what exactly healthy is. And many times I come in contact with clients who think they're eating or doing the right thing, but then I find out they fell into what I call a marketing trap, which is kind of funny for me to say because a lot of my background is in marketing. But so it's tough to read beyond the packaging and the marketing messages. So What I do, I teach my clients gradually how to incorporate healthier habits related to food, physical activity, career, relationships, and spirituality. And, you know, it takes work and practice, and new habits will gradually form over time. So once those habits are formed, that's where the easy part comes in. But it just takes time and baby steps and making small changes along the way to get there. And once clients are there, it becomes second nature, and they end up feeling better than they ever have. So what I always like to ask people is, you know, it's hard, you know, they might say it's hard to be healthy, but, you know, it's even harder to be sick. So if you take the means now to be healthy, you're going to have so much more energy and a better life living healthy instead of, you know, managing a sickness that you could have prevented.
That's I love the way you say that about being healthy. And it is much easier to take care of yourself than to deal with the consequences on the back end. And, you know, talking about the marketing, it's been probably a couple of years now, but I took a group of moms to the grocery store and, you know, just to learn how to shop and kind of see if I could shift the way they were looking at some of the things that they were buying. So we went to the cereal aisle, and rather than, you know, talk about the things they should look at getting, I said, just pick the cereals that you would normally buy for your family. And then they did that, and I asked them why they made those selections. And they made them because the front of the box said they were healthy, they were, you know, nutritious, they were, you know, all the things that are marketing claims. And so once we, you know, we went through that, I said, okay, flip it over. And I taught them how to read the labels. And once they did, they realized that there was a big disconnect. And the things they thought they were buying, that they thought were healthy and good choices for their family, really weren't the best options. So it was a really interesting, eye-opening for me, too, at how many people really go to that front of the packaging, the marketing claims, to make their choices versus really understanding what the makeup of the food they're eating is.
Right. It's so tricky. And, you know, if you don't educate yourself, it's really hard to read through it, you know. And, you know, especially I find the word natural, like natural flavorings or natural ingredients, is one of the biggest obstacles for people, because they're like, oh, well, it's natural. Well, the word natural is actually not even regulated by the government.
Mm-hmm.
So, looking on the back of the packages and watching the ingredients and all of that is so important.
Right. And, you know, fat and sugar are natural too.
Oh, yes, sugar. That's a good topic. I actually, I'm having a lot of fun with sugar these days, meaning I'm educating people on the effects of sugar, and we did this fun demonstration with sugar cubes so people can see how much sugar is actually in, let's say, Gatorade or a protein bar or yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yogurt is a very tricky one. It's hard for me to even find a yogurt that has a low amount of sugar. And it'll say, you know, if you're eating Greek healthy yogurt, you think it's good for you. But then you look on the back of the package and it has like 24 grams of sugar.
I know. I was at an event one morning and someone was so proud of themselves. They tried really hard and had picked a number of what they thought were healthy options. And so then we went over and started looking at the labels, and they were just mortified when they realized how much sugar was in these so-called healthy options. And, you know, that's really what it's all about. It's not to embarrass anyone. It's not to make anyone feel bad. It's to increase the awareness about the choices we're making, because you have a lot of choices in the store. And it doesn't mean that you can't eat one of those things if that's your favorite thing. It just means if you're going to eat something high in sugar, that you really want to watch the other choices you make that day. You don't want to eat everything that's high in sugar. And we get so much of it in ways that we aren't even aware of.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, the USDA recommends we get no more than 6 to 10 teaspoons a day. And most Americans eat about 30 teaspoons per day.
Mm-hmm. I know. And you know, that sugar isn't good for our kids either. Right? So it's really important, you know, to watch that added sugar that we're getting in all the foods.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, sugar causes inflammation. And chronic disease is caused by inflammation. So if you relate those three words to each other, sugar, inflammation, and chronic disease, you're basically feeding yourself. I know this sounds scary, and I don't mean to scare people, but just like you said, it's important for people to just, you know, pay attention to their sugar intake.
It is, and it's just really all about awareness. And when you eat something and you don't feel real good afterwards, you know, pay attention to what you just ate, or if your joints are achy, you know, pay attention to the foods that you're eating, because it really can make a difference. And a couple simple shifts in the choices you make can make a huge difference in how you feel and how your body responds.
Yes, definitely.
We need to take another really quick break. And when we come back, I know you shared a lot of dietary theories, and I'd love to have you share just some information on some general guidelines and trends. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of, or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Crystal Jarvie, and we're talking about, before the break, we were talking about sugar, we were talking about marketing claims, and just how you eat really impacts your body and your health. And I just love to continue that conversation just a little bit, Crystal. And I know on your website, healthystylesforyou.com, you have a resources section and you have some recipes and some healthy options. And you also talk about digestion. And I just love you talk about that for just a minute or two. Some of the things that people should really pay attention to with their digestion, and maybe a way they can get it healthier.
Okay. So a lot of things, probably 70 to 80% of your health revolves around your gut health. And so one thing that I suggest to everyone is to start their day with lemon water. Lemons are packed with nutrients, including vitamin C, B complex, calcium, iron, magnesium, and potassium. And with that helps to reduce inflammation. It aids in digestion and helps you fight cravings. So lemon water in the morning can set a great tone for your digestive tract for so many different reasons. There's a lot more than that, but for now, mm-hmm. We'll stick with that.
So I can think of the first question people are going to ask is, how much lemon do they put in their water? If they're going to start with a glass, of that, is it hot or cold? Is it, a whole lemon juice? Is it a teaspoon? I mean, can you use lemon juice if you don't have a fresh lemon? What would you recommend?
You can use lemon juice. Just make sure it's just lemon juice and there's nothing added to it. I'm actually lucky enough to have a lemon tree. So if you can get your hands on fresh lemon, all you need is one wedge, like a fourth of it, and squeeze mm-hmm. that in, and that's mm-hmm. plenty to set your tone for the day.
Okay. Does it matter if it's hot or cold?
No, it doesn't. You're going to get the nutrients from the lemon either way.
Hmm. Okay. And can you talk a little bit, you said it helps fight cravings, because I bet that would intrigue a lot of people.
Yeah. So by regulating your metabolism and aiding in the digestive process, it's going to correlate with your brain. And, when you're lacking vitamins, you're going to crave more things. So if you're putting more of these vitamins and nutrients into yourself, you're not going to have those cravings throughout the day. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. So that's interesting. So when someone's having a lot of cravings, they should probably really pay attention to maybe, can they tell from what they're craving, what they might be lacking in their in vitamins and nutrients, or is there another way for them to find out?
Yeah, what I always do, like when you're craving something, I like to have clients track what they're craving and when and what they ate before that. And that really helps identify the why. And like say you're eating way too many salty things, you're going to start to crave sweet things because it's almost like a balance of yin and yang.
Mm-hmm.
And another fun fact, if you're eating too many animal proteins, you're going to end up craving more sweets as well. So it's just it's a matter of figuring out what you're eating and what you're craving and where the disconnect is.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, thank you for sharing that. So hopefully people will start drinking. I've been hearing a lot lately about starting your day with, before you even drink coffee or anything else, making sure you're drinking water and really replenishing your fluids in your body before you start drinking anything else, putting anything else in your body.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And water with lemon is even better.
Yeah, it's an easy thing, certainly an easy thing to do. So it should be something that people don't have any trouble doing. Can you talk a little bit, I know you study a lot of different dietary theories. Are there some general guidelines or trends that you can talk about that would help someone select an approach to getting healthy or eating better that might work for them?
Yes. So I practice the concept of bioindividuality, which is the idea that each of us has a unique food and lifestyle need. And one person's food can be another person's poison. So that's why fad diets tend to fail in the long run. And for starters, a general guideline that is successful across the board is planning ahead. And this means taking the time, which it doesn't have to be that much time, deciding a couple of meals and healthy snacks you're going to make throughout the week, and then heading to the grocery store and getting those items. So this way, you'll have the healthy food readily available instead of grabbing the other potentially unhealthy things when you're hungry and nothing healthy is available. Planning ahead also applies to activity, which we touched on earlier. So I always suggest scheduling the 3 to 4 days a week, even if it's just for 20 minutes a day. And when people write things out and put them on their calendar, they're more likely to commit to doing them. And one more thing, like across the board, probably two more things. Staying away from packaged and processed foods. That's one of my number one things. And eating more veggies. Also having portion control over your food. And I always tell people to remember your stomach starts out the size of your fist. So that's how much food you should be putting in your system at any given time, you know, at one sitting.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting reminder because you can, you know, that's not very much when you think about it. I can tell you most people fill their plates with way more food than that.
Right. So, I mean, it's a start. It's something to think about. And, you know, our American diet doesn't really go by that.
Mm-hmm. I know one of the things that we've done is, you know, make sure you put food on your plate, and not very rarely do we actually, unless we've got a lot of company or something, do we put all the food on the table, because what it does is it forces you to get up and consciously add more to your plate. I know when it's on the table and right in front of me, I'll tend to eat more than if I have to get up and go get a second helping. I mean, if I'm really hungry or really tastes good or I really want it, then I you know, can go do it. But if it's in front of me and it's easy to scoop another spoonful, I'll do it, versus if I have to think about it, it's like, you know, I'm not really hungry. It just tastes good, so I choose not to.
Yeah, that's a great thing to practice. I do that myself, too.
I want to ask you, too, do you have a couple of examples of some people that you've coached? Maybe, like, what's been a big challenge that you've had to overcome, or how do people respond when you start sharing these new things with them?
You know, sometimes they think that the new concept sounds great, and so in each session, I take people through 6-month programs, and we meet once every 2 weeks. And each time we meet, we set 3 goals for them to do in the next 2 weeks. And so, you know, reducing sugar sounds easy, but when you're so used to having it all the time, like I had a client that was putting like 7 or 8 sugar packets in her large iced tea, which is insane. And I saw her do it. And
wow.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone put that much in. And, you know, I'm so proud of her now. She's drinking her tea black. But it took a couple of times, like, going through it, you know, like, minimizing it first, like, taking baby steps to get to that big step. So it did take her 3 months to get to drinking it black. And now she's almost done with her program, and she's lost 28 pounds. So
that's
she's
amazing.
Really excited and committed. Like, the number one thing is just the commitment level and being open to incorporating the new habits and, you know, reading the labels. And the clients are really receptive because, I can only work with people who are committed. So if I feel like they're not committed when I first meet with them, I mean, they're setting themselves up for failure, because really it's up to them to be the ones executing this, because they're doing all the work and I'm there to provide the guidance and support.
No, absolutely. On your website, you talk about something called crowding out.
Yes.
Can you talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah. So crowding out is a way where you basically input the healthy foods that are more nutritious into your diet. So, you know, lots of nutrition experts give their clients a list of foods to avoid or foods to eat, or even meal plans that get forgotten. And this can help explain why so many people are turned off by nutrition. But, you know, by eating and drinking the foods that are good for you, you're going to naturally have less room and desire for those unhealthy foods.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the crowding out term. So you're basically crowding out the unhealthy food in your diet by putting the good stuff in. And, you know, it takes a little practice to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's important that the clients have support every step along the way. So, you know, they can have the new ideas and not get bored with the food they're eating. Or, you know, because when people get bored with the food they're eating, they don't want to eat it anymore, and they'll go back to the old things that they were eating that may not have been quite so healthy.
Right. That's why variety is really important, is very important in the choices you make. We need to take our final break. And when we come back, I just want to talk a little bit more about, I'd love another example or two, because I love that about making a shift. Because I think sometimes people think, I can never do this, it's just going to be too hard. And I think if they hear examples of people that have made a shift, and it doesn't happen overnight, it takes time, but if people can hear that, it makes it, they can think, oh, I can do this. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Crystal Darvey of HealthStylesForYou.com. And we've been talking about how you get healthy, how you make healthy choices. And before the break, Crystal gave us a great example of someone who made a shift in adding sugar to drinks, and a simple shift, but it really makes a difference in your health and your weight, reducing inflammation. And I'd love, do you have another example, Crystal, that you could maybe share with us?
Yes. You know, I had a couple of clients. They actually had to get over some mental barriers. And so taking them through exercises, even like of how they do themselves, like, for example, they had some issues with how they looked, kind of, and it was impeding them going to the store. And so I took them through some exercises, and they eventually were able to get out there and go to the store and get healthy food to, you know, by doing that, they started doing it all the time, and they ended up having more energy and a better mental outlook on their body as a whole. Another example would be incorporating activity. People think of exercising as going to the gym. It doesn't need to be going to the gym. It could be getting out there and just walking, or going and doing this thing called Tabata, which is 20 minutes of activity and 10 seconds rest. And you can do a Tabata workout in 5 minutes and get your heart rate up. And I had a client, she wasn't really identifying with yoga or going to the gym. And then I gave her this Tabata a couple different ideas to do at home, and she loves it. And, you know, after, you know, 2 or 3 months of experimenting with different activities, she started doing it 3 times a week, and she's still on that path, you know, 3 months later.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of finding out what you like. You don't have to hate your exercise. You can find something that you like.
Absolutely, and I think it's really important for people to find what they do like, and something that the key is something that you'll do over and over again, or that you'll shift around.
Right, yeah, absolutely, and changing things up is important too, because sometimes your body will get used to it, and then you get stuck at that point unless if you change things up again.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to really listen to your body to make sure that, you know, it's you're making the changes that you want. And just because something works for one person doesn't mean it's going to work for everyone. So
right.
Don't get frustrated when it may not work for you. And that's where getting, you know, working with someone like yourself or a healthcare professional is really important, because they can help you when you kind of hit that wall, or if you're not making the changes that you want to make, they can ask questions, they can figure out what's working and what's not to help you tweak
mm-hmm.
it. And it's often those little tiny tweaks that make a huge difference, like the iced tea, not putting so much sugar in it.
Right, right. And that's what health coaching is really all about, is taking those tiny steps. You know, if you add them up, you make 3 changes every 2 weeks for 6 months. I don't have a calculator in front of me right now, but, you know, that's over, you're changing over 20 things that you're doing
mm-hmm.
in a matter of 6 months at least. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a huge difference right there. But you don't notice it all at the same time, because doing 20 changes at the same time would be way overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say it's all about baby steps.
It is, and that 6 months is going to go by, because we tell people, it's very similar, you know, just do one small change a week. At the end of the 52 weeks, you're going to make 52 changes. You can't help but have a big transformation in your health and in how you feel by making those, you know, that many little changes. And they don't have to be very big, but the year's going to go by whether you do anything or nothing. So you might as well get healthy while you're doing it.
Right. I couldn't agree more.
So it really is about just making those shifts. You know, some people might say that they live in a smaller area, or they don't think they have access to the kind of resources that we've been talking about, or to someone like yourself. What would you say to someone like that?
Well, there are always options. So, you know, clients don't have to be local, and it's always great to meet in person, and even local clients don't always have the time to meet in person.
Mm-hmm.
So, depending on the health coach, services can be provided over the phone, Skype, or FaceTime. And, mm-hmm. for example, I communicate with all of my clients over email, text, phone calls, Facebook, and I Skype with them, too, if mm-hmm. they can't meet, or we'll just have a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as people living in areas where they might not have access to grocery stores, I have a whole list of different options that can be delivered that are cost-friendly, and I've tried them, and it's good food, and it's healthy. So there's always options.
I love that, because it really shows that if someone is ready, there's going to be a program, there's going to be support, there's going to be options that will fit them perfectly. The first key is just being ready and being willing and wanting to do something.
Yes, that is the first step.
So if someone wants to learn more about you or check out some of the things on your website or some of the recipes and that you have, how can they get a hold of you, and what would you suggest they start with?
Okay, I would suggest they can follow me on Facebook to learn healthy habits to incorporate for life. I post different tips on there all the time relating to all of those 5 factors we've been talking about. I also post recipes on Facebook and my website. It's healthstyles4YOU spelled out. So it's healthstylesforyou.com. And I also wanted to mention I host a 21 Days of Health challenge a few times throughout the year. And people can sign up for that on my website and just submit their information, or they can sign up on Facebook as well.
That's great. So you've got a number of ways that they can connect, and we will put a link on our eatgreatlivewellradio.com webpage with today's interview to your website, healthstylesforyou.com, so people can get you from there also. So thank you very much.
Great. Thank you so much. And a special offer for your listeners, I want to offer them a free one-hour health evaluation with me so they can explore what health coaching can do for them. So
that's very generous of you.
Thanks.
Thank you. So as I wrap up our time together, I'd love to ask you if you can give our listeners just one action item that they can implement in the next week to start creating a healthy future for themselves and the ones they love. What would you recommend they do?
I would recommend them to stay within the USDA guidelines of sugar intake. So that is 6 to 10 teaspoons per day. So I'll break that down real quick. So that means for women, they can consume 24 grams of sugar, and men can consume up to 40 grams of sugar. And so everyone can visualize 4 grams of sugar equals one sugar cube, which is one teaspoon. So on your food labels, all you need to do is take the amount of grams of sugar, divide by 4, and you'll have the amount of sugar cubes you are consuming. So you have a visual of what that should be.
That's a great thing for them to really pay attention in the next week to how much sugar they're getting, and look for things that you can reduce the amount of sugar you're getting. So great. Thank you very much. And thank you for sharing today and for all this great information.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to share, and I just want to help people be healthier.
I love it. I love it. So until next week, remember, even small changes can make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourself and your family. Be sure to join me each week as we continue the conversation on how to build a healthier relationship with food and with yourself. And again, I invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and be part of the conversation. Click on our Facebook link and share your thoughts. Share what you loved about today's conversation and share your questions. Have a great and healthy week. Take care and bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.